Hello, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're in the New American Standard Bible, NASB, and this is a Psalm of David. And I'm so excited. This is a good one. This is Psalm 55. Listen to my prayer, God, and do not hide yourself from my pleading. Give your attention to me and answer me. I am restless in my complaint and severely distracted. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the pressure of the wicked. For they bring down trouble upon me, and in anger they hold a grudge against me. My heart is in anguish within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fear and trembling come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. I said, "Oh, that I had wings like a dove! I would fly away and be at rest. Behold, I would flee far away. I would spend my nights in the wilderness. I would hurry to my place of refuge from the stormy wind and heavy gale. Confuse them, Lord, divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go around her upon her walls, and evil and harm are in her midst. Destruction is in her midst. Oppression and deceit do not depart from her streets. For it is not an enemy who taunts me, then I could endure it. Nor is it one who hates me who has exalted himself against me, then I could hide myself from him. But it is you, a man, my equal, my companion, and my confidant. We who had sweet fellowship together walked in the house of God among the commotion. May death come deceitfully upon them. May they go down alive to Sheol, for evil is in their dwelling, in their midst. As for me, I shall call upon God, and the Lord will save me. Evening and morning and at noon I will complain and moan, and he will hear my voice. He will redeem my soul in peace from the battle which is against me, for they are many who are aggressive toward me. God will hear and humiliate them, even the one who sits enthroned from ancient times. With whom there is no charge and who do not fear God, he has put forth his hands against those who were at peace with him. He has violated his covenant. His speech was smoother than butter, but his heart was at war. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. But you, God, will bring them down to the pit of destruction. Men of bloodshed and deceit will not live out their days. But I will trust in you." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I choose today to trust in you. And this psalm feels a lot like someone writing from an inner city of a place of violence or some parts of the world where there is there's wars or rumors of wars, or there's toppling of governments and there's chaos, Lord. This sounds just like that. And I love that the Bible is so relevant to today's world. And so, Lord, I pray for my friends listening in those desperate situations, that you would protect them and hide them from the conspiracy of tongues, that you would hide them in the shelter of your hands, that you would hide them and conceal them under the shelter of your wings, Lord. We trust that you will be with us even in the darker times. Lord, I'm thankful. As I've read the Old Testament quickly recently, I just saw again, you are a God of justice. You are a God of holiness, and there is recompense. There is penalty for those who continually do evil. I'm actually really grateful for that, Lord. But in the same breath as I pray that, I realize I need you so much. And I am a sinner saved by grace, and the grace is sufficient. Your grace is sufficient because your power is made perfect in my weakness, and I have so much weakness. Lord, I thank you so much that you don't hide yourself from us when we plead to you. You give your attention to us. You answer us. And I love this phraseology, I am restless in my complaint and severely distracted. If there could be a psalm for this age, I would definitely say that this is it. Severely distracted with our phones and our social media and our Instagram accounts and all of that, Lord. We are restless and severely distracted. So I pray that you would grab our face today. You would lift our head, that we would be able to have an eternal and heavenly perspective on what's going on, Lord. Because sometimes when we're in the muck and the mire of things, we cannot see your purpose. We cannot see your plan. We cannot see your kingdom. But Lord, lift us above that today and help us to see what you're doing in this beautiful world, I pray. In Jesus' name, Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to be prayed for, as I've mentioned before, you can go to marriedmuth.com/pray and record your prayer request. And also, you can support the podcast at Patreon. So go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. And there's a bunch of different levels you can discover and read all about it there. Thank you to all of you who are patrons. It's just lovely and helps to pay for William and Kristen and all the work that they do behind the scenes. So thank you so much. And I hope you have an amazing day, knowing that even when you're severely distracted and you're restless, God sees you, He hears you, and He loves you.